When Buck, M.K. Asante's brutally honest memoir about growing up in North Philadelphia, published a few years ago, critics hailed Asante's voice as one for a generation, and now he's working on a film about the book, and there's a new push to teach Buck in Philadelphia's public schools. Asante, now a professor at Morgan State University, will be in town tomorrow to talk with teachers who want to include Buck in their curriculums. But teaching the book hasn't come without controversy. Asante recently sat down with WHYY's Annette John Hall.
This is the book that I needed when I was 16. This is the book that I longed for. Literature and reading and art helped change my life. When I wrote Buck, I was thinking about all these kids that I knew, but I didn't know. You know, I didn't know them personally, but I knew them because I'd been to school with them. I was one of them.
Let me pull the lens in a little bit. You were born on the continent of Africa. You had two parents, Kariamu Welsh, who was a renowned dance scholar, is your mother. Malefi Asante, the father of Afrocentricity, is your father. Both scholars who really kind of exposed you to a world way outside of North Philly, but yet you did not like school. What did you want to do if not school?
That's such a great question. I think my parents' generation thought that, oh, if we had a good job, if we just, you know, move to a bigger house, maybe we would be able to shield our kids from what's going on, but that's not the case. What's going on engulfs everything. My mom teaches at Temple right now. The other day, she's driving home and her window shatters. She pulls over, the cops come over, and it's like, you know, they find a shell casing from a bullet. And they're like, oh, it must have been somebody shooting in the area. And it accidentally hit my mom's window. So I just say all that to say, you know, my mom is, she's not involved in anything, and we can't escape.
There's been a renewed push to, you know, teach your book here in Philadelphia. And I've spoken to some teachers who have talked about the pushback from parents who don't necessarily want their kids to read the book, particularly the chapter about the strippers. You know, weigh in on the controversy a little bit.
The kids at Alney, in Kensington, at Gratz, at all over Philly, are you kidding me? My nephew just got shot 3 times. He has a bullet in his back right now. You think some a page about a strip club in a book is, come on, these kids are dealing with real life. And it's offensive when the adults get involved and say, oh, I don't want my child to read about it. Like, this is what we need, to have the right conversations with our children, not to act like it doesn't exist and then we get shocked when the crazy stuff happens.
Most people don't know this, but you are making a film based on the memoir. So tell us a little bit about how that's going.
So when I wrote Buck, I always knew that I wanted to take it to the screen. But I wanted to do it in a very specific way. I had a very specific vision about the kind of movie that Buck would be. Also, what it would be for Philadelphia. I mean, Buck is a Philadelphia story in so many ways, and Philadelphia is a character in Buck, you know what I mean, the city itself. And so the film will be shooting in Philadelphia, using a lot of young people in Philadelphia, a lot of old people, a lot of in-between people, all types of people. We're going to be shooting in Philadelphia in 2018, and looking to release the movie in 2019 probably.
MK Asante, thank you so much.